1990 motherfucking one. NWA back in this motherfucker, yo. Taking out all you commercialized ass niggas. And we on this laid back track, and we doing this one kind of smooth. So what you gonna do, Drake? Kick it.
And so on, let the shit flow on, because I need something to go off on. The motherfucking DRE serving a death wish, so I'ma hit you like this. Early in the morning, hopping to the BNZ. I got 44 ways of getting paid. Sitting in my lap as I roll up the Compton block. To scoop up Ren, I heard shots. 1, 2, 3. Then I seen a nigga hopping the fence, and it was Ren on the motherfucking trigger. He got in the Benz and said, Ray, I was speaking to your bitch, O'Shea. And as we roll on, I seen the patrol on creep. So we got ghosts before they beat me and Ren in a black CE. Yo, humping some funky shit by the DOC. I gotta get paid, paid in a hurry, see. I gotta have it if I'm not paid thoroughly. I start thinking, making sure my shit is steady bumping. A nigga always in the sump.
Fuck them motherfucking police, cause they swear that they're locked down and them kick them in this motherfucking bar. Goddamn police, fuck them. Come down, MC Ren.
I heard a dope beat. Somebody told me that Buck did it. But if Dre didn't do it, I can't fuck with it. NWA is like a mix of fix a trick. Real niggas with big dicks. You're taking a chance when you think that. Talking under your breath won't lead to young death. Fucking up shit, ain't shit but a killing for a nigga labeled as being a motherfucking villain. But you don't know me, a record can't tell ya how so many prayed I'd be a motherfucking failure. Real niggas gotta have top ranking. I hooked up with 3 more niggas and started making funky ass shit for your system. Might sound nice so it makes you wanna listen to them. Sample of a ruthless organization, but you don't want a confrontation. Real niggas don't play. Yellow Easy Me and the nigga Trey. Yo, always making sure that my shit is steady pumping. A nigga always in the something.
Boom, God, look at that bitch walking down the motherfucking street. Don't you know the Admiral wanna hold my dick, and then because that bitch's booty is so nasty.
Yeah, the world's most dangerous group, definitely in this motherfucker. Sending a shout out to all the bitches out there. Yo, you can get in the pickup and suck your dick up to your hiccup, you know what I'm saying? Yo, cause I'm a nigga for life and I really don't give a fuck. I'm going for mine every time I see a fucking softy. Funk strong as coffee. A nigga like that better back up off me. Yo, cause these are the days and the times of the real nigga. False nigga, end up a talk nigga. And that's on the real, cause I'm a nigga that kills again and again. So tell him what's up, Ren.
If I'm not into nothing, I don't feel right. So I grab the 9 and the clip and go and murder motherfuckers at night. Because I thought to fiend for fitting in a cell where the crime was too tragic and couldn't make bail. So now they gotta hold me and listen to rehabilitation over and over. Saying they told me, but I don't give a fuck, cause I know my shit is pumping. A nigga always in the something.
1991 and NWA get the job done. Admiral Dancehall gonna sing this little tale about a girl that quickly licked me dick. It goes something like this. The girl quickly licked a dick. The girl quickly licked a dick. The girl quickly licked a dick. She got the dirty of it. The guffy wicked a wily. Guffy wicked a wily. Wicked a wicked a wicked a guffy wicked a wicked. They call the Admiral Dancehall coming and ask my name and the time of the DJ. Rastafari, I then be the full sound. Dr. J, I hear my damata. MC Ren, him and I come kind of faster. Here come your low with the wicked, wicked rocks. Wicked, wicked rocks, wicked, wicked, wicked scratch. That's why the Admiral, my liberty, my touch. Everyone, NWA is in the house. It's in the house, it's in the house. I listen up, call we in the house. Kaya, up, up, listen it up, 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 up. Listen up, because Ram Dance, every lady love me. Cause yeah, every lady come and run gives me. Because me singing on the NWA album. That's why me singing up on this NWA album, girl.
What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/thegh. Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
Yay, 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 party people in a place to be. Cousin Mercy in the building. You have made it to another fabulous Flashback Friday with me, Cousin Jean, Queen Jean, and Mr. Jilu, our producer. Glad y'all could make it in with us. We got something special for y'all tonight. All right, let's get into it, y'all. Shout out to our sponsors. Y'all know who y'all are. We thank you so much. Listeners, if you want to get in on the show tonight, you could dial 914-803-4001. And when she pops up on the scene, we're going to listen to Miss Queen Jean. I think I heard her back there.
Hey, 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 hey. My apologies. It's 10 o'clock and me and my lover do prayers every night at this time, so I had to do that. That's a priority. Good evening, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Gotta keep the baby fed. Yeah, we gotta let them know.
Definitely.
They gotta thank God for the day. But anyway, I am here in the building. Good evening, King Jilu the Great, listeners, Queen Cousin Marcy. How are you all?
Yay, yay. Doing well. Glad to hear your voice again. Coming off of Wednesday's episode, y'all had some good stuff going on on West Side Wednesday.
Yeah. And you know what? Speaking of that, today I was watching something on TV, and Master P came up, and he was talking about the Patty LaBelle pies. Has anybody heard this from him yet? It was a business. He was teaching a business class.
No. What did he say about
them? Okay. So he said the Patty LaBelle pies are not made by Patty LaBelle. They are put in Walmart to use Walmart, you know, so Walmart can basically profit off of them by putting her name on it. And she gets a certain percentage for that. But they're not actually her ingredients. They're not her pies. So I don't know.
Right.
I was like, well, wow.
He sat up there and blew the lid off of that. He blew the lid off of that real quick. Okay.
If anybody else seen this, I heard about it, 914-803-4001. Press 1 and let me know. It was interesting.
Well, you already know. You already know. You already know where I'm about to go with that, people. Now, you know Miss Patty is not in her kitchen now making y'all them pies. No, but that's what usually happens when people, you know, when people put their names on brands and everything. No, of course these people aren't actually, you know, and yeah, the recipe could quite, you know, be different. But, sir, I don't, like, why? Why, you know, even bring that up? I'm not going to go and dig into your wrap snacks and be like, well, did Offset make this recipe? No, I'm going to buy the chips and I'm going to eat. Anyway. But yeah, I didn't see it.
See,
that's interesting.
It's good conversation. It was very interesting. I was like, wait a minute, what?
Right.
So yeah.
Oh,
but it
gosh.
Sells, so,
though.
You know, it sells.
Oh. Yeah, they sell out.
You gotta do.
Okay.
They do sell out. They definitely sell out. Okay.
Patty pie.
But anyway, shout out to Patty LaBelle. Doesn't make a difference. She's an icon and she's a legend. I just thought that was interesting because we were just talking about him. Then we're talking about, you know.
Yeah.
I guess that's
he's
just,
something
that's
else, ain't he?
Mr. P being Mr. P. That's all that is. What does that do?
Pokey. kids. That's why Romeo was like, I can't deal with you. You acting like an old man. That's what he reminded me of. He got an old man name, and now every time I hear about you, sir, go talk to C-Mark. Go talk to him and tell him about that. You know, he needs a conversation. He didn't got broke up with. Poor baby. Probably ain't never going to get out.
Tonight, y'all, we have a fantastic, what I would think would be a fantastic listening party show, Fabulous Fridays. We have the legendary, paying homage to the legendary Dr. Dre. You know, he's straight out of Compton, where our hometown is, Compton, where there are a lot of great greatness that comes out of Compton. So, yeah, but that's who we're honoring, paying homage to tonight, Dr. Dre.
It's going to be interesting.
Dr. Dre is good for 59
long
years of
career.
Age.
He's real big in his real big age. He's about to be 60. I said, oh,
right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Get up there with Smokey now trying to show your skills. Go on, Dr. Dre. Just had a birthday, February 18th.
Yeah.
Can't nobody.
Pisces.
They can't do it like Smokey.
Pisces. Girl, that is Smokey's thing. Like, that cannot be imitated or duplicated, so I suggest not.
Oh, my gosh.
When he's doing that move, he's singing Satisfaction. Yes.
Lord have mercy.
He's singing that Satisfaction.
Man.
That's what it's. What he doing? What he
That's
gotta
a
do
guilty like here. Feeling watching just a 15-second clip. I'm like, wait
he
a minute. What
a
are
guilty
you
feeling.
Doing?
Oh, wow.
Like, what are you doing, sir? You can't be doing this on stage. Y'all, we is not going to take y'all too far off the topic tonight. Like Queen said, we got something really special for y'all tonight. Yes, we are celebrating none other than Andre Romel Young. Yes, he's known professionally as Dr. Dre. He's an American record producer and rapper. He is the founder and CEO of Aftermath Entertainment and Beats Electronics and co-founded was the president of Death Row Records. As we stated a few seconds ago, Dr. Dre did just celebrate his 59th birthday, February 18th, okay? He hailed us from Compton, California. He did have a spouse, Nicole Young, but they did break up in 2021. Children, I believe they're six. You got a Marcel, love that name. I'm on the air. Bill Collector. Sorry, y'all. Andre Young Jr., Truly Young, Truise Young, Tyra Young. You know, I tell him all that. Don't call me now after seven. But yes, and like I said, his name is Andre, his full name, Andre Romel Young. Started out with the world famous World Class Wrecking Crew, but we are definitely going to get into it tonight. We're going to kind of take it slightly from the beginning just to get into this. Very, very talented. He deserves all the awards and accolades, in my opinion, that he has received. He's going to actually, him and Eminem, releasing his 12th studio album. Dr. Dre said it's fire. Later, I'll give you all a little up-to-date on what he did have to say about Eminem and the controversy surrounding his comment. Also, I'm going to get you all into a little information. Kendrick then snuck out again just because we're talking about Compton, and he might have been throwing a diss or two at none other than Drake and J. Cole. So make sure y'all stay tuned for Mercy's Minute with that. We got Queen Jean at 8. We're going to do the announcement. But as for now, Queen, let's take them into this music. So what you want to start with?
Oh, the Wrecking Crew, the world-class Wrecking
right?
Crew. Let's turn off the lights.
Lord.
Let's get one thing, and let's get one thing understood.
That's right, y'all. Fabulous Flashback Friday. She is Queen Jean. I'm Cousin Marcy, and he is Mr. G. Lou on the ones and twos. Let's go, y'all.
the one who needs no introduction. Cause I'm the world-class doctor, the master of seduction. I can heal all your ills and give you extreme delight, but only if you allow me.
Oh,
Don't bring me back, y'all. That was Turn Off the Lights by the world-class Wrecking Crew, okay? That's a whole lot going on in that song.
Whew. They said at the beginning of the song, they're getting ready to let you know. Let's get one thing understood, and then here we go. So, yeah, that's one of my faves. Hey, salute to Dr. Dre as well. Absolutely. For receiving his Hollywood star on the 19th of March. And he said, I'll be here forever. The hip-hop legend said during his speech, I ain't going nowhere. He said he is following in the footsteps of rapper peers like Ice Cube, Tupac, and Snoop Dogg as the West Coast legend was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. His star is just beautiful and shiny. I was like, I haven't seen a star look like that yet.
That was so sweet of him to include his peers.
Absolutely. Like he said, he's grateful and integrity, mm-hmm. Those type of things. He also said he never would have grown up in Compton. He never would have imagined that one day he would be represented there, amongst some of his childhood heroes. So, yeah, he's very grateful for receiving that star. And that's why there's a lot of greatness that has come out of Compton, just period.
Salute to him and his shining star, because it did look kind of more shiny than the other ones. So they must have gave him the black one, right?
Yeah.
And he deserves all of that, a hometown hero. There's, I can giggle about it, but, there's no downplaying the effect that his sound, his musical talent, his ear for music, you got to really have an ear for music to be able, think of the samples that we'll get into tonight. It makes him worth every penny. And Queen, you might find this interesting. Dr. Dre did not make all of his money, his good money, from music. He became that multimillionaire from that headphones company, Beats by Dre, mm-hmm. which he founded in 2006. And that was all due to he didn't like the quality of Apple's Airbud headphones. So, changing the game in that as well, everybody, I had some, I know you had some, and it was like a rush to go get them. The quality was there. It did compare to Apple's Airbuds. So, yeah, I could see him making, most of his money from that. So, shout out again, man. So, Mr. Andre from Compton.
He also said he's most proud of elevating the sound and clarity of how we experience hip-hop. Getting that thing right is one of my greatest achievements. I love that this honor is unique to Los Angeles and brings fans from all over the world to connect with the favorite artists. He said, I'll be here forever. So, absolutely. So, very deserving of that star.
Never let the naysayers try to bring you down. Never let where you come from make you think that you can't do, certain kind of things. Also, a philanthropist donated put that $200 million into Compton High School's campus. They gave him that studio over there. So he does, definitely give back to the community of Compton, more so Compton Unified School District.
Yes, and let's not forget what he did for USC. He donated $70 million to the USC as well for arts, the Academy for Arts, Technology, and Business of Innovation in 2013. So, yeah, he definitely is doing his thing. Yeah. So the
amen to that, Queen. Queen, we got it going on so far. Like, I'm like, oh, okay. So let's keep the party going. one, y'all. We got another one from Rollcast Wrecking Crew, one of my favorites. It's called Surgery. We're going to highlight some of those mixing skills. So let's get into it, y'all. Yeah.
Wrecking. Mixer. Turntable. Secret 7 days a week. He's on call to get the party people up off the wall. You'll feel motivated as he operates, 'cause party energy is what he generates. He'll prescribe for you his potent elixir, 2 turntable speakers and a mixer. He'll rock your party wherever you be, calling Dr. Dre to surgery.
We'll be right back. problem on the back dance floor.
What is it?
Man, the freaks ain't freaking.
No problem. Give me 1,200 cc's of Technique. 1,150 cc's of Newmark.
Newmark?
Yeah, Newmark. 4 doses of CBV35. 750 cc's of BGW and stand back.
Approach control, this is Cessna 0281 Echo 119.3. Over.
Cessna 81 Echo, Cessna approach control. Roger. Good.
Cessna 81 Echo is over the Compton Airport, 5-2 at 5000, requesting ground control approach to the Los Angeles Airport. Over.
81 Echo, Los Angeles approach control. Roger. Radar identification, turn right heading 030.
The best of them, forgave the less of them, and blazed at the rest of them. We can I say? California, A, where niggas die every day over some shit they say. Disconnected from the streets forever. As long as I got a Beretta, nigga, I'm down for whatever. I roll with my shit off safety. For niggas that been hating me lately and the bitches that wanna break me. If Cali blew up, I'd be in the aftermath. Bumping gangsta rap shit down the blast for cash. Cause from Eazy-E to DOC to DPG. Started from that SOB, DRE. Like Dub C, I'm rich rolling. Pistol holding. Pocket swole, nigga, that's how I'm rolling. Put the flame to the killer, nigga. Worldwide homicide, mob figure in the building. For real, I'm hitting switches. Making bitches these bitches. See me grab my dick every time I pose for pictures. I own acres, floor seats watching the Lakers. I'm cool with SAs who got AKs and cases.
Dedicated to all of those with big ego. Never faking, we get the dough and live legal. Haters, haters, we sip them out and yank the key though. Niggas play this and they know this Jeep and Rego. Dedicated to all of those with big ego. Never faking, we get the dough and live legal. Haters, haters, we sip them out and yank the key though.
I bust with Mr. Tuffy, slash a smoothie doobie. Crash a flex on Tuesdays, harassing hoes and movies. Passing by with Uzis, man, who you aiming at? That shady bitch and that bitch nigga that was claiming that rap attack, attack. I don't sympathize with whack hoes and wimpy guys. You got to recognize that man is an enterprise. Cali Pride, Bronx Rider, South Centralized. The Henny got me energized. Smoking guys trying to focus on mine. Poke their eyes out, I'm LA's locust. Hope they don't have to find out the hard way. Like snitch niggas in the pen to get hit when the guards look the other way. We hitting hard, hit man and Dre. You playing games, I suggest you know the rules. We putting guns to fools, make you run your jewels. Take your honey and cruise to the snooty and snooze. Cop booze, pop poochie to the nut oozes. You shouldn't fuck with crews this sick. Aftermath is we rude shit, I'm big hit. Don't confuse me with no other about to blow, motherfucker.
Dedicated to all of those with big ego. Never faded, we get the dough and live legal. Haters, haters, we sip the mo and yank the ego. Niggas play this and they roll the jeeps and Rego. Dedicated to all of those with big ego. Never faded, we get the dough and live legal. Haters, haters, we sip the mo and yank the ego. Bitches play this and they bend the jeeps and Geos.
Don't call here anymore. We feel like bimbo wings. Bitch, don't call here anymore. No, 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 no.
What up? It's Hitman. I ain't at the crib right now, so you can leave a name and number after the beep, unless it's Tammy's ugly ass. I can fuck it with you.
You know, those last two songs, that Surgery is a bad song. Those beats, that scratching, just, I said, wow.
Yeah. There was a time. So, what were they, the Breakdancers, Dream?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a badass jam. And 20 albums that he has out.
I like that little snippet of his acceptance conversation. That was like, you know, you could really feel it. I was like, dang, I'm surprised he didn't cry. He might have teared up, but I was like, do I hear those?
You know,
he's
very humble. That's what he is. He's humble. Humbled for receiving that recognition and also still being here with us today, because when he had that brain aneurysm and he revealed a few days ago that he had strokes after the brain aneurysm, and he's talking about that. So, you know, that humbled him even more. And when you go through something medical like that, You know that God has given you a second chance, another chance at life, so you do things differently. And that's what you heard. That's what I heard when he was speaking anyway. So, yeah, just humbled, you know. So, yeah.
The producers really be using a brand, it just reminded me of, and I think he's really close to him too. You know, Quincy went through the exact same thing, almost at the exact same age.
Absolutely.
And, mm-hmm. You know, their brains, you know, they're working with something. So sometimes God might be like, okay, just slow it down, you know, a little bit. But thank God that they are still with us. He had a birthday too, Queen.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday to him. Q.
Quincy
my
Jones.
Favorite, yes.
A legend, yeah,
yes,
another
yes.
legend. Icon, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 914-803-4001. Press 1 to shout out if you have a request. We can squeeze you in. We got to shout out our sponsors. That would be BTP Media Group, Tweed Cadillac, One World Magazine, the Gulu After Hours, the Patio Politics, and DD Harrison. Those are our sponsors, y'all.
Yeah, get in here, y'all, before the gangbangers come, because they on the way.
She said the gangbangers.
Stuff is on the way. So hurry up and get in here. So they won't have to slow up at the door. Check your ticket. Check your pockets. It's finna go down. We're tired of those LA police politics, things that were going on in the city. Alonzo was on their nerves. I know y'all probably saw the movie. Some of y'all didn't live through it. But yeah, Queen, we're about to get into it.
Because we straight out of what?
W-A. We is straight out of Compton. We is
straight out of Compton.
Like, for real.
You are now
let's
about
go,
to witness
y'all.
The strength of street knowledge.
Oof. Strength of street knowledge.
Straight out of Compton. Crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. From the gang called Niggas with Attitudes. When I'm called off, I got a sawed off. Squeeze the trigger and bodies are hauled off. You too, boy, if you fuck with me. The police are gonna have to come and get me. Off your ass, that's how I'm going out. For the punk motherfuckers that's showing out. Niggas want to mumble, they wanna rumble. Mix them in, cook them in a pot like gumbo. Going off on the motherfucker like that. With a cat, that's pointed at your ass.
You from?
Straight out of Compton, another crazy ass nigga. When punks I smoke, yo, my rep gets bigger. I'm a bad motherfucker and you know this. But the pussy ass niggas won't show this. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma make my snap. If not from the records, from jacking across, it's like burglary. The definition is jacking. But when illegally armed, it's on packing. Shoot a motherfucker in a minute. I find a good piece of pussy and go and spin it. So if you're at a show in the front row, I'ma call you a bitch or a dirty ass hoe. Mad like a bitch is supposed to, but that shows me slut junk and post to a crazy motherfucker from the street. Attitude legit, cause I'm tearing up shit. Empty rent controls are automatic. For any dumb motherfucker, it starts static. Not a right hand, cause I'm a hand itself. Every time I pull an AK off the shelf, the security is maximum, and that's a law. REN felt real, but I'm raw. See, cause I'm a motherfucking villain. The definition is clear, you're the witness of a killing that's taking place without a clue. And once you're on the scope, your ass is through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a nigga like Ren is on the gangster tip. Straight out of Compton. Compton.
Easy as his name and the voice coming.
Straight out of Compton. It's a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous motherfucker raising hell. And if I ever get caught, I make bail. See, I don't give a fuck. That's the problem. I see a motherfucking cop, I don't dodge him. But I'm smart, lay low.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sweetie, and I'm chilling with the G Lou Show.
We let this marathon life, 'cause one day we gon' all die. Not a stranger to them hard nights, but when we look up we see our sky. We see potential in the moment. We used to have to rent, now we own it. No hesitation, we be on it. We get paid to spend these midnights in Paris like we owe it. Wilson, what a feeling. Live in it 'cause you built it. Ballin', sparred, shot it, killed it. This Rolly is the symbol that represents my resilience. The marathon's my leverage, negotiations was brilliant. Put my feet up on the desk, never. We just re-up to the next level. BBS to nothing less, bezel. I got the hoe you lustin' for on the sex schedule. I'm busy grindin', baby, 9 to 9. So she just happy when I find the time. She got a fetish for designer styles. I'm looking like I robbed a diamond mine. This crazy life of mine. No happy endings to this life of crime. So this little light of mine, nigga, I'ma let it shine. Esta vida loca mija. Esta vida loca mija. Esta vida loca mija. Esta vida loca mija.
This crazy life of mine. Grown man cry sometimes, looking up at the sky at night, praying for better days, better times. This crazy life of mine, I've been trying to keep my spirit alive. Smoking's all I'm hoping that it gets me high, praying for better days, better
Listen.
Times.
Doc Dre, you know I don't show up often. But when I do, I put shit in motion. Motion picture shit, nigga, picture me rolling. A composer with composure, bitch, I'm confident, Beethoven. Silhouettes of naked bodies laying in the sand. Now that's California love, you know who the fuck I am. Still hood, still good, chunks on my butler. Soundtrack in every neighborhood and causing all this ruckus. Compton bullying this motherfucker. Same nigga, same hoodie in this motherfucker. Back in business, oh yeah, this is mass production. So tired of niggas talking when they just balling on the budget. Still feel like a struggling artist and better believe I still love it. Look at my life, shit, I did something right, easy does it. I'm just in here juggling time. But for the moment, I'm on it, nigga, trying to get mine. You know the motherfucking mountains I climb.
This crazy life of mine. No happy endings to this life of crime. So this little light of mine, nigga, I'ma let it shine. Esta vida loca mija. Esta vida loca mija. Esta vida loca mija. Esta vida loca mija.
This crazy life of mine can make a grown man cry sometimes. Looking up at the sky at night, praying for better days, better times. This crazy life of mine, trying to keep my spirit alive. Smoking's all I'm hoping that it gets me high. Praying for better days, better times. I'm purifying my soul. I'm setting my intentions and I conquer my goals. It's been a long journey, had to hop on the road. It's been a long journey, had to get up and go. It's been a few years since my nigga been gone. Blew something in the air for my nigga to smoke. I was your dog, you was my loaf, then you turned to the goat. The marathon continues, written in bold.
Thank you.
Hey now, Cousin Mercy here, reminding you to check out Queen Jean and myself Fridays, 7 p.m. through 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Fabulous Friday Show at 914-803-4001. See you there.
Penguin looking motherfucker. Yeah. Hell yeah. Know what I'm saying? Where the fuck you at? Can't scrap a lick. So I know you got your dick on hard from fucking your road dog. The hood you threw up with, niggas you grew up with, don't even respect your ass. That's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga. Used to be my homie, used to be my ace. Now I wanna slap the six out your mouth, make it by the ounce of the rope. Fucking me, now I'm fucking you, little hoe. Oh, don't think I forgot, let you slide. Let me ride, just another homicide. Yeah, it's me, so I'ma talk on, stomping on the easiest streets that you can walk on. So strap on your Compton hat, your lopes, and watch your back, cause you might get smoked low. And pass the bud, and stay low key, BG, cause you lost all your homies' love. Now call it what you want to, you fucked with me, now it's a must that I fuck with you.
You better raise up.
We have your motherfucking record company surrounded. Put down the candy and let the little boy go. You know what I'm saying?
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay, doggy dogs in the motherfucking house. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay, Death Rose in the motherfucking house. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay, the sounds of a dog bring me to another day. Play with my bone, would you, Jimmy? It seems like you're good for making jokes about your Jimmy. Well, here's a Jimmy joke about your mama that you might not like. I heard she was a Frisco dyke, but fuck your mama, I'm talking about you and me, toe to toe. M-U-T, your bark was loud, but your bite wasn't vicious. And the rhymes you were kicking were quite bootylicious. You get what doggy dog, oh, is he crazy? With your mama and your daddy hollering, baby. So what that lets you know? That if you fuck with Dre, nigga, you fucking with Death Bro. And I ain't even swinging them things. I'm hollering 187 with my dick in your mouth, bitch.
Yeah, nigga, Compton and Long Beach together on this motherfucker. So you wanna pop that shit, get your motherfucking cranium cracked, nigga. Step on up. Now, we ain't no motherfucking joke, so remember the name. Mighty, Mighty DR. Yeah, motherfucker.
Now understand this, my nigga Drake can't be touched.
Luke's bending over,
so Luke's getting fucked, Buster.
Buster thought I was sleazy, I thought I was a mark, cause I used to hang with Easy.
And a monster teeth made you speak what you spoke, and yo Drake,
what up?
Chip this nigga off, love.
If it ain't another hoe that I got to fuck with, got teeth in your mouth, so my dick's got to fit.
With my nuts on your tonsils, while you're on stage rapping at your whack ass concert.
And I'ma snatch your ass from the backside and show you how Death Row pull off that hoot ride.
Now you might not understand me,
cause I'ma rob you in Compton and blast you in Miami.
Then we gon' freak this out, Ventro on a street knowledge mission.
As I steps in the temple, spotty got him. As I pulls out my strap, got my chrome to the side of his white socks.
You tryna check my homie, you best check yourself, cause when you diss Drake, you diss yourself.
Motherfucker, you a nigga.
So I don't want to go to the
Dr. Dre, dropping chronic once again. It don't stop. Punishing punk motherfuckers real quick like Compton style, nigga. Doggy dogs in the motherfucking house. Yeah. Long Beach is in the motherfucking house. Yeah. Yeah. Straight up. Really though. Breaking all them suckers on some real proper life. You know what I'm saying? All them sucker ass niggas can eat a fat dick. Yeah, EVE can eat a big fat dick. Tim Dawg can eat a big fat dick.
Biatch.
Hey, Eazy-E, rest in peace.
Hey, that was like, hit him up, the precursor. He said, Kim Dog, everybody. Like, ooh, what a time. Half a
that's what makes the songs great. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and shout out a few announcements. So listen,
yay.
I need you guys to subscribe to our YouTube channel, The G Lou Show, and head over there tonight at 9:30 p.m. because she's going to have the Tears of a Clown Models with DeAndre Chanel, who is also with him on Tuesday nights with Changing the Game. So, yeah, Kings, head on over there and check out those Tears of a Clown Models. I'd be checking her out, and she is also in the fashion industry. She's an artist with the way that she makes clothes, and she makes some sexy dresses there. So make sure you go over to our YouTube channel and check out the Tears of a Clown Models, the conversation with TV tonight at 9:30 p.m. YouTube channel. Like and subscribe. Also, the Tweed Cadillac Show, I don't know if anybody was on there last night. You guys checked it out. It's a good show. And that's it airs every Thursday and is hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lou as the co-host and also Rick. The studio line is 347-855-8436. You got to press 1 to speak, or you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93Tweed. The West Coast time is 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast is 10. And let's not forget, tomorrow is Saturday. Be a blessing to be a blessing. Go get your food at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton, Saturday between 12 and 12:30. And that is food is a giveaway by the nonprofit organization of Cynthia Nunn of Essence Angels. You can follow her on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. And while I'm talking about Queen Sylvia Nunn, happy birthday to her granddaughter today. So shout out to her granddaughter. Today is her birthday. And also Project 43 at 6841 Crenshaw Boulevard. Go check them out as well and be a blessing to someone. Their website is at project43la.org. And also Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo's, always accepting donations for food and clothing and linen, shoes, whatever you can donate to help the homeless out. Even though it's spring, we're still having these cold nights and some places it's raining. So make sure you check him out. Follow him on IG, Luther Jr. Keith. And also on Facebook and DM him, and he will find a way to pick up the donations. FD Funnel Cakes at 2807 North Alhart Avenue in the city of Compton, Tuesday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m., closed on Monday, and they are no longer taking phone orders. So if you have that in your contacts, please delete it. Order online, DoorDash, and Uber Eats, Postmates for pickup or delivery, and you can also get that mixture at the Payless Food Store in Compton on El Segundo and Avalon, aisle number 7. Follow FD Funnel Cakes on Instagram. Make sure you check them out. And they also have the mixture at the Miracle Market as well. And that is Wilmington and Avalon. So check them out there as well. Poison Ink Tattoos, make sure you follow him on IG. That's Mr. Poison, P-O-Z-I-O-N on IG, Mr. Poison. It's located at 6693 Downey Avenue in Long Beach. And you can ask for Mr. Poison. You can dial the number 323-639-9747 to book in advance with a $50 deposit. So if you're looking for a good tattoo, that will be your man. And also with our YouTube channel, we have the After Hours Oldies Rule Forever on Sundays and Mondays, Let's Talk About It, and Tuesdays, as I stated, Changing the Game, and Friday night, as I stated, The Conversations, and also Saturday, you have Conversations in the Hookah Lounge. So there's a lot going on the G Lou YouTube channel. So go subscribe and like. We have Marcy's Minute. We have the Hood Postman, the Patio Politics, Urban Realness, and Roy Anthony, the YouTube channel. That's where our big brother Hank is the co-host. I mean, it's the host for that comedy show. And last night they did a celebration for his wife. Her birthday is in a couple of days, but they celebrated her birthday last night. And it should be on the YouTube live. However, I did try to find it, but I can't find it. But it should be on there, so go check that out. House of Tattoos, Morning Glory House. Make sure you check that out. That's at 7:30 in the morning. And also Rider for Life Films. Check that out as well. I want to shout out Two Souls Forever as well. Glad to see you back in motion on IG, so make sure you follow her on IG. And don't forget to go check out the documentary called Bosco on Peacock. That is the Hood Postman's son, and that is a true story, so make sure you go check that out. Very interesting. Follow My Tribe Rise as well on Instagram. Check them out because they're always doing amazing things, serving Altadena and Pasadena and neighboring cities. A few years ago, we did have Victor, G. Lou and I did do a conversation with him. Amazing conversation. Those him and his wife, Heavenly, real good people, nonprofit organizations as well. And also catch our brother Deacon Hank Norman at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church, and that's Monday through Friday. Give away free food. Mondays is hot breakfast, and also you can attend Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. and Bible study every Wednesday live on Facebook at 12 noon. So make sure you check that out. If you have anything you want to have announced, you can DM me, Nubian Queen Gina the GV Show on IG and Gene B. Berkeley on Facebook. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Happy whatever you're celebrating today. May you all continue to be blessed with celebrating. Celebrate life. It's a gift. I'm out.
She cold with it. I'm out. Thank you, Queen. Always good announcement. I want to announce everything. I'm DMing you right now. No, I'm just playing. Yes, happy birthday. Shout out, Queen. Happy birthday to my sister, Stephanie. Happy birthday, girl. And anybody else out there celebrating the birthday. Yeah. Good week. Good
birthdays
week.
Are fun. They're very fun.
Yeah.
It's a blessing to get a birthday, to get a new year, to get a new chapter to add to your book of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's definitely a gift. So any celebration is a gift. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's right, y'all. Y'all are still here with us. We are here at 914-803-4001. We are celebrating none other than the great producer, Dr. Dre, an artist. He is an artist. He get on there and rap a few times. He rap a little, just a little bit, with Jay-Z's help. We'll get into that. But, yeah, we're still here. Where we at with it, Queen? Oh, I think with Jay-Z's help, girl. And that was a bomb song, too. We're going to play House with the Dog Pound and Miss L.A. Get into it, y'all. And then the one that just... For real. Ooh, the girls are fighting. I'm going to tell y'all about that in about 22 minutes. Girls is fighting.
Some of that shit you just can't fuck with. The Dog Pound flavor for the 9 fever. Know what I'm saying? Miss Olay in the house. That's right. Set it off.
Young dad struck a match and the match went out. But it wasn't no more lights in the house. Check it out. Speaking of how to play your game up. Are you with it? I go get it. I bet you love it, baby. I play the daddy and you can play the mama so we can get down upon the living room floor. Are you with it? I promise I won't kill it. Put a cat on the loose. What should I do? Should I kill it? Yeah.
Be back in house, straight up. I'm in the shack, about to blaze up a sack. Yeah, we grown all alone, posted up in the back. There's no mistake. I can have the whole house shaking. Young dads in that ass, baby, y'all, no faking. Don't get me wrong. Tell me what's the flavor of the song. You know it's dads in your drawers when your mama ain't home. Ring the alarm, I got your buzz. Loving me, physically and mentally. I knew that it was never meant to be.
I know you know this girl by the name of Danielle. Body of a goddess, face from hell. But oh, this wasn't the average trick. She got the vibe. And she like gobbling and swallowing a whole 9.5 for that black ass groupie. And all the hoochies wanna do me from the past to the present.
Say what?
Let me represent the biggest nigga hitting all the hoes in your clique. Fast as lightning running through like the breeze in the summertime. Out on the corners making G's, it's a thirst. But I could show you something much worse than the thirst. If worst came the worst, but first things first. Brenda, I can remember how hot y'all be getting. 87, 86 and yeah, the year a young man grows. Some women become ladies, some turn into hoes. Young ho run, find a way to stay with me. In the cut with corrupt, come and play with me. Yeah.
Doggy dog, funky, yes, the dot. Went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, but don't lose your grip. Nine trizzies, they just there for me to fuck up, shit. So I ain't holding nothing back. And motherfucker, I got five on the 20 sack. It's like that, and as a matter of fact,
cause
I never hesitate to put a nigga on his back.
Yeah, so keep out the manuscript. You see that it's a monthly drop gangsta.
What's my motherfucking name? To the wild, creeping and crawling, Yiggy, yes, yo, and Snoop Doggy Dog in the motherfucking house like every day. Dropping shit with my nigga, Mr. Dr. Dre. Like I said, nigga can't fuck with this. And nigga can't fuck with that. Shit that I drop, cause you know it don't stop. Mr. 187 on the motherfucking top. Tick tock, now with a Glock, just some nuts in the cock. Robbing motherfuckers and I kill them blood cops. And I step through the fog and I creep through the small. Cause I'm Snoop Doggy, Doggy, Doggy,
oh.
Hands in the motherfucking air and wave the motherfuckers like you just don't care. Yeah, roll up the dank and pour this drink and watch your stank.
Why?
Cause doggies on the gang. My bank goes on swole. My shit's gonna hit legit. Now I'm on parole. Stroke. Put the dog pound right behind me and up in your bitch is where you might find me playing that G-bang. She wants the nigga with the biggest nuts. And guess what? He is I and I am him. Slim with the tilted brim. What's my motherfucking name?
The bomb.
Mic check, mic check. Hey, 1, 2, 1, 2. Queenie there?
I am here.
Perfect. Oh, I didn't hear my friend say unmuted. You know,
right.
They come in unmuted. Ooh, that was Snoop Doggy Dog Queen. When I tell y'all, don't get Cousin Mercy started. That's when it started, y'all. Ooh, Lord. You want to know about Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre and how they came to be? Cousin Mercy ain't going to be able to tell you tonight. Go watch Welcome to Death Row. There are plenty of documentaries out there. But, yes, it was kind of like a match made in heaven when those two came along. That was Snoop's number one debut album when he dropped that. And it was, of course, produced by Dr. Dre. Did we ever get a second Snoop album produced by Dr. Dre?
I don't think we did.
I don't know. Maybe the producer will help me out.
It's on
but
the
I
way
don't
now.
Think
They're
we
working
did.
On it now.
Yeah.
It should be out by the summer.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He
it's
did
kinda like
that.
Thank you, sir. It's kind of like the She by Sheree line. Next spring. Next summer. Yep. We'll drop it.
Oh, my goodness.
But thank you, Jesus.
You said the She by Sheree line. You gotta.
The She by
you have Sheree. To be. What was it? The housewife of
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
To understand that comment.
Right. Closing line never came out. Oh my God! I hope y'all enjoying the ride because I definitely am. It gets no better than this with our contaminated. We can't say that enough. If we're like, just seems like we're saying that because, yeah, we are from there, and you know, we really feel the thing, and we felt the things when when they started coming out, and it was just a whole different time. And I don't like to blame. I don't put no kind of blame or anything on them particularly because it was just music. People go out and they do, you know, whatever they want to, but this was an artistry. This was a form, and nobody made you go out and do the things you did, okay, because of rap songs, in my opinion. So I'm going to shout them out to the fullest.
Yeah, and it's just something to be proud of because at one time Compton had a bad rap, you know, people would say Compton and it's just like, oh, Compton. And like I said earlier, there is a lot of greatness that has come out of Compton. So how about that?
Amen. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, and that's what Dr. Dre said too. How about that? Yeah.
Right. And he ain't going nowhere. Shout out to you, Dr. Drake. I ain't even going to put this on you. You ain't nowhere at the pizza paperwork party. Thank God. You stay. He stayed away from that man. He told him no. He had his own trouble. But kicking it with that man did not seem like one of the things he wanted to do. He kept it, what'd she say, Queen? He kept it nicely with that man. Nah. Stay back. You stay over there. Have my own damn party. Okay?
That part. Nice, Steve. Miss Shalay, the beautiful voice of Miss Shalay. Let's go.
Right? Hey.
Hey.
Husband married.
No more questions, no more games. Some people think I'm nice.
promise I won't try anything.
No more questions.
Couple. I believe they have one child together, maybe. Dr. Dre and Michelle A. That's all I'll say about that.
I can't with you right now.
That voice.
Oh, my goodness.
That voice. Oh, she is just... Yeah, I was, like, a lot into her, too. You know, she was short, she was chocolate, but it was, like, that voice. And I almost got to meet Michelle A. I was so hyped, but I couldn't get into the venue because, number one, I was fairly underage. And even though our cousin, Queen, tried to make me appear older, it didn't work. So I had to spend 2 hours in the car waiting for them while they were at the party that Michelle A was at. That's my Michelle A story. Whoa, whoa.
Wow. Which cousin was that?
She don't mind me saying that was Cousin Ayana. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think
Ayana.
I think you told
her. Hang with her. Mm-hmm.
Well, she was doing you a favor, so shout out to you, Cousin Ayana. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I think we got time for one more before I give y'all this tea, y'all. It got to do with another West Coast artist that hasn't been saying much, and Rodney Owens of Cooley fame has now had to enter the chat on that. Then I'm going to tell y'all about some freaks, and we going to keep it going. So how about we get into this one before I spill that tea? We're going to go to the only song produced by Dr. Dre after this man made his departure from the penitentiary, got free, and went on over there to death row. I'm talking about none other than the legend himself, Tupac Shakur, and Dr. Dre with California Love. Let's go, y'all. The only song before he start cussing Dr. Dre out, like, I can't stand you. Oh, that was just a crazy, crazy time. I was like, what happened? First, he was throwing money on people with Dre and the dude, you know, at the whole video, and then it just went, I don't know.
I'm going to have to go check that out.
Yeah, Queen, it's some very good literature that goes along with that happened after all the East Coast, West Coast, and I'm only just, like, talking about this now because, you know, everything has came back into the forefront, but these books were put out, like, right after Tupac had passed away. One is called Have Gun Will Travel, and it is a very good book. It breaks down, like, everything from death row. It just, like, really gets into it. I'm going to read it again in these times because the last time I read it was in 1997, 98. And I just want to see what they said in that book. Of course, I don't know a word for word, but that is coming to light as of now. Like I said, the Welcome to Death Row is really good. It kind of, you know, it really dives deep into that. I think the Hughes brothers did that. But I'm one where I like to actually see. I like to read. Of course, I'm big up on reading. And I like to know because I was just nosy in that time. I never got into that theory of, you know, you guys are way over here in California, you're way over here in New York, or you're in the Midwest, wherever you are. Why is this like a problem? Why can't we all make music? But we know the powers that be, more so coming to light now, you know, the egotistical ones, they only wanted fame and fortune for themselves and for their devilish ways. So it was like, I'll take everybody out. So we might just be dealing with one real criminal maniac that actually just, you know, slipped through the cracks and got to blame everybody else for what he was doing and continue to do up into, you know, today's day and time, unfortunately. And losing two of our greatest MCs in the course, sparking a war, things that did go on in Compton after Tupac got killed. A lot of people were also victims at that time just because of that friction, supposed friction, you know, with the death row chains and things of that nature. So that's just another salute to Dr. Dre, in my opinion, because you were kind of able to just, and I remember the people trying to call him out. They were trying to call him all kind of punks and, you know, because he really just didn't get involved after he left. He had big, God had bigger and better plans for him. So,
absolutely.
And I guess Eminem and, you know, 50 was, you know, God sent to him, or you can even go to the Firm. You have Foxy Brown, you had AZ, Busta Rhymes, the plethora of other people that wound up signing to his label, Rakim. It just went all kind of different ways. So, yeah, he could have really wound up. Who knows where he could have wound up. But no, I don't take it as him being a punk or nothing like that. So, well, you know what,
Mr. Producer,
okay? Yeah, he was being very wise. And Queen, it was 1 minute before. You want me? I could just go into, since I'm already talking, running my yap. I'm gonna just take y'all into Marcy's minute, y'all. Cause we're here now, so it's time, Dr. Dre, 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 Dre. Dre. Look,
Dr. Dre, double Dre, M, pow, pow,
pow, pow. Right? Okay, y'all. Thank you for listening. But get in here, pull up a chair. So when I was telling y'all that the girls are fighting, okay, it's not literal girls. It's Kendrick Lamar just sent shots at both Drake and J. Cole on Future and Metro Boomin's new album, We Don't Trust You. Kendrick dedicates his Like That verse to refuting the concept of rap's big three, commenting on Drake's sneak dissing and poking fun at the Drake-Cole collab first-person shooter. On Like That, Metro cleverly samples, here we go, y'all, Eazy-E's Easy Does It, to set the stage for Kendrick, who gets everything off his chest about the Cold War that's been brewing between him and Drake over the past decade. The track is riddled with elite wordplay and real rapping, as Kendrick is known to do. But the road to the diss record feels sudden. Here's a breakdown of why and how we got here. So basically, the article goes on to just let us know about the songs that J. Cole and Drake have put out within the last year. For some reason, Kendrick feels that they're sending subliminal shots towards him. It has a lot to do with a lot of people trying to categorize them as the big three, meaning Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick Lamar. Well, Kendrick Lamar had this to say. Ninja's clicking up, but cannot be legit. Kendrick goes on to rap, mother, the big three, Igga, is just big me. Okay. I'm really like that, and your best work is a light pack. Ninja, Prince outlive Mike Jack. oh, okay, but we're really putting our pen to the paper, aren't we? I can't wait to see what happens here. It's probably just some fun wordplay, but I'm glad to hear that Kendrick is out there, and I love Metro Boomin on the track. So Rodney O got involved because apparently there's also a sample of Everlasting Bass. So I'm going to really get into that song and give y'all an update, okay, probably by next Flashback Friday. And last but not least, I wanted to tell y'all about the freaks. Hide your kids, hide your wives, y'all. The documentary then dropped. What am I talking about? As of yesterday, the documentary about Atlanta's party that used to go down in the 80s, 90s, or a spring festival known as Freaknik came out on Hulu. Now, back then, hundreds and thousands of young people, mostly black college students, descended on Atlanta every spring for the rowdy and raunchy event called Freaknik. Performers like the Notorious B.I.G., Outkast, and Uncle Luke put on shows all over the city. The traffic hardly budged, and why should it? The party was right there, literally, y'all, in the streets, like she was there. No, I wasn't. I was tucked tight away in Pacoima. Now, people was worried last year because what might show up on these tapes? As for whatever was captured on tape, but who has a VCR anymore? Freaknik, the wildest party never told, promises to be more than a racy expose exploring the transformation over the 1980s and the 90s of a modest spring break cookout for students at the city's historically black colleges into a sprawling spectacle that consumed Atlanta. The worrying led to threats of legal action. One attendee preemptively requested divine intervention. I'm praying that Jesus just be a big, tall privacy fence, she wrote on the social media platform X. I like her. She's praying to Jesus and his big, tall privacy fence. Girl, if you was out there, anyways, y'all, you're not thinking 20, 30 years from now, someone is going to see me, said Rhonda Ratcher Penrice, a cultural historian and writer who took part in the Freaknik twice in the 1990s. That said, she and others contend that any discomfort is worth it if it means exploring the complexities of a gathering often remembered in Atlanta for the disruption it caused and its ignominious demise. I have to take that back, y'all. So all in all, you can go ahead and catch this documentary. It is streaming now on Hulu. One particular popular DJ at the time named DJ Mars was not at all interested in seeing which of those stories made it into the documentary. He just wanted to hear the music. He wanted to see the fashion, the homie the clown bootleg t-shirt, y'all remember those, the Nike Cortez sneakers, the African American College Alliance sweatshirts, the tennis skirts that were not complete without a pager clipped on. It's essentially just a throwback to my youth, the DJ said. Now, fast forward to today, we already have some sightings. They done already found the people, y'all. Married to Medicine fans, you will be glad to know they have already weeded out Cecil and Dr. Simone at a Freaknik event. The pictures can be found on IG. They weren't in any kind of precarious position, just snapping photos with drinks. Looked like they were having a great time. And that'll do it for tonight's Mercy's Minute. Queen G-Lu, back to y'all.
Wow. I don't know what I was
Did you go to Freaknik?
Never even heard of that. Never. Until I heard of it, which was just like, what?
Right.
When they was talking about
right.
putting it out there and people was afraid, I was like, what are they even talking about? But wow. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Some people, well, they was out there. They was out there. Then Kennedy watched it, and she was like, well, I watched it, and she couldn't get over it. She was blaming Luke already. So for you Luke fans, I don't know if he's what kind of light he's painted in, but yeah, Luke was popping before that. And actually, I think he was saying that it did come from Florida. Producer can correct me again, because that's places where you know. But I think it did start in Florida. They kind of bought that kind of party in to Atlanta, so it kind of turned into a different event after that. after the Miami bass got to it, I guess. So, yeah, I can't wait to watch it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I did see it come up on TV, on the guide, but I didn't click on it. I guess, So Dr. Meriton Medicine is on there, right?
Yes, Mrs. Cecil.
Wow.
Yes, and you know Cecil is from L.A.
Right, that's all. I was like, wow.
Yeah, he's from L.A., so he probably, you know, went to his, you know, went to his college and, yeah, met Simone. I'm going to be looking for people. Let me see who I can see. Yeah, right. I don't know nobody out there.
They're probably looking for themselves, too. I know one of our relatives put something up saying that that wasn't her. I guess people were saying they've seen her. But anyway, you know,
oh, wow.
Like, right.
Yeah. That's a sidebar. Which one of them? No. Yeah, we're going to keep this party going. We was on California Love before we get in trouble, y'all. Berkeley QE does not want to get in trouble.
My trace tag game, California Love.
Yeah. Let's go, y'all. Oh, yeah, this is the one. Shout out, Roger.
California.
Everybody to the wild, wild west. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Pack a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass pimp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp be. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving dreams. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like I'm Rob Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Yeah. this west side. Cause you and I know it's the best side.
In the city, Long Beach is all up in the house. And like
yeah,
you were
yeah,
saying, cousin, yeah, most of them are like R.I.P.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost some great artists.
Unfortunately. But you know, in our backsliding days, you know, somebody be getting to you and they just didn't like you on my nerves. And what you tell them? Because when this song came out, I was riding with this one to the wheel. Miss, please. You better leave me alone.
Wow. So you was riding with that one, huh?
I was riding with that one. Yeah, I think that's off the Chronic 2001. Mhm. This is a good album. This whole album right here. We had Exhibit
yeah,
on this the, one. Yeah,
yeah,
Nate Dogg.
Chronic was one of my favorites. Yeah, that was my workout CD.
You on a treadmill, like fabulous Black Friday.
Dr. Dre, what? Throwing up a big ass W, covered up the world, right? Listen, look, you ain't trying to hot box with me. I swing hard liquor going down by the second round. All hell to underground, hide that down. Exhibit back and down from a conflict. Fuck the nonsense, terrorists, hit a bomb shit. Glass and metal in every direction. Innocent bystanders taught a very hard lesson. I'm the reason there's no time to reach for that weapon. And reason why niggas with problems keep on stepping. Exhibit ready to scrap like Mike Tyson with his license back. 9 to 5 minimum wage, what type of life is that for me? It's blasphemy. Fucking around with the Sundance kid and Butch Cassidy. You had the audacity to want to take her with the X-ray in your neck. Slap you like the opposite sex. Drunk driving, trying to sack my loot. While other rappers getting treated like a prostitute. So check the sound scan.
All I
want to
be was a
G-ha.
My whole life, nigga,
oh no, big Snoop Dogg, back up in the heezy, baby, you jockin' my style. You so crazy, Dre say, ain't no limit to this. As long as we drop gangster shit, look here, bitch, you fine and I dig your style. Come fuck with a nigga, do it, doggy style. I'll be gentle, sentimental, shit, we fuckin' the rental, Lincoln, Continental. Coast to coast, LA to Chicago.
Yeah, nigga, you
I
know
get
what's happening, man.
Everywhere that I go.
These bitches know what time it is.
Bitches in your hood,
hell yeah. Hoes know about a nigga like me, man.
That I go.
I'm pimping hoes, nigga. Bitch, please. Get down on your goddamn knees. For this money, grind a closing weed. You fucking with some real OGs. Bitch, please. Bitch, please. Get down on your motherfucking knees. To get the motherfucking G's. Yeah, you fucking with some real OGs. You dick keys.
Bitch, please. Now what you need to do is hand my coat and roll me some dough. Different strokes for different folks. Oh, you like setting niggas up and getting them looks. Oh, cute little bitch with a whole lot of heart. Shit gets thick when the leg gets hard. She say she got the lick for me. Worth about 200 G's and 30 keys. Now check this out, Dre. Now if I don't move, then a nigga like me, shit, I don't lose. But you know me, dog, I'm moving. Ain't nothing to it but to get you grooving. You've been waiting on a nigga like me to take that chance and rob your man and beat up the pussy, a victim of a circumstance.
devil, they always wanna dance. See, we go out with a bang. I'm trying to work this cold thing and take this whole thing. I get the money everywhere that I go. I bust a bitch and take her money for show. I get the money everywhere that I go. I bust a bitch and take her money for show.
Everybody wanna come to me like it was some disease, but you won't get a crumb from me, cause I'm from the streets of I told them all them little gangsters, who you think helped mold them all? Now you wanna run around talking about guns like I ain't got none. What you think I told them all? Cause I stay well off. Now all I get is hate mail all day saying Dre fell off. What, cause I've been in the lab with a pen in the pad trying to get this damn label off? I ain't having that, this is the millennium of aftermath. It ain't gonna be nothing after that, so give me one more platinum plaque and fuck rap, you can have it back. So where's all the mad rappers at? It's like a jungle in a habitat. But all you savage cats know that I was strapped with gas when you were cuddling a cabbage patch.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish and motherfuckers act like they forgot about trade. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish and motherfuckers act like they forgot about trade. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre.
Things just ain't the same for gangsters, times is changing. Young niggas is aging, becoming OGs in the game and changing to make way for these new names and faces. But the strangest things can happen from rapping when niggas get wrapped up in image and acting.
Niggas get capped up and wrapped in plastic, zipped up in bags when it happens, that's it. I've seen them come, I've watched them go, watched them rise, witnessed them, watched them blow. Watch them all blossom and watch them grow. Watch the lawsuits when they lost the dough. Best friends and money, I lost them both. Went and visited niggas in the hospital. It's all the same shit all across the globe. I just sit back and watch the show.
Everywhere that I go, ain't the same as me.
Good, you blame me? Niggas ain't mainly it, niggas they can't be. But niggas can't hit, niggas they can't see. I'm out of sight, now I'm out of they dang reach. How would you feel if niggas wanted to kill? You probably move to a new house on a new hill. And choose a new spot if niggas wanted to shot. I ain't a thug, how much Tupac in you you got? I ain't no bitch neither. It's either my life or your life, and I ain't leaving. I like breathing. Nigga, we can go round for round, clip for clip, shit, 4 pound for pound. Nigga, if you really wanna take it there, we can. Just remember that you fucking with a family man. I got a lot more to lose than you. Remember that when you wanna come and fill these shoes.
Everywhere that I go, ain't the same as
things just ain't the same for gangsters. Cops just ain't just to put niggas in handcuffs. They wanna hang us, see us dead or enslave us. Keep us trapped in the same place we raised in. Then they wonder why we act so outrageous. Run around stretched out and pull out gauges. Cause every time you lift the animal out cages, it's dangerous to people who look like strangers. But now we got a new era of gangsters, hustlers and youngsters living amongst us. Looking at us now, calling us busters. Can't help but reminisce back when it was us. Nigga, we started this gangster shit. And this the motherfucking thanks I get. It's funny how time flies. I'm just having fun, just watching it fly by.
Everywhere that I go, ain't the same as
Situations at the door, so grab somebody and get your ass on the dance floor.
Let's get it funky, on the phone, up in this.
two that could take us to the dancery, y'all. Queen, did you make it to the dancery?
Dr. Dream, no drama in my life. Yeah.
It's the drama at the dancery. Oh.
We don't need, yeah, no drama. Hey, it's the end of the show. Flashback Friday. I hope you all enjoyed our show. I definitely enjoyed it with some fabulous music. Thank you, King G. Lou, for doing what you do in the background. Queen Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute, always bringing the tea.
Oh,
the TTT. No, thank you. Like, for real, though. So anyway, yeah, we got the weekend coming up. So everybody have a great, amazing weekend. And know if God blocked it, stop chasing it, period. If God blocked it, stop chasing it. Wait until you see why God made you wait. Wait until you see why God made you wait. Yeah. You know, we be in such a hurry to get things that we want for ourselves, but we have to know that God is going to supply our needs. He's going to supply our needs, so you can't be, like, rushing your wants. He's going to supply your needs. So be patient. Just have patience. You know, they say have faith as small as a mustard seed. Have that.
Mm-hmm.
Be patient and you're waiting. Like I said, if God blocked it, stop chasing it, whatever it may be, but quit chasing it. Everybody have an amazing, blessed weekend. Keep God first. Blessings to you and your families. Pray for my family, and I would definitely pray for yours.
That's
much
right.
Love and respect. Yeah. Peace, love, and light. Ashe. Gone.
Peace, love, and light, y'all. Thank you, Queen Cousin. Thank you, G. Lou. It was an awesome time as usual, listeners. I don't have anything to follow up with the Queen after those good words other than see y'all in 29 minutes. Run over there. It's going to be a great after hours on the YouTube, okay? The G. Lou after hours on Friday. We got some heck of a models coming through, y'all, so go on and get over there. And that's all I have. Have a good rest of your night, y'all.
Here's a clown. Good night. Peace. Love.